This is Dr. Bill Meehan, president of Jacksonville State University. My guest this week is Dr. Nina King of the College of Education and Professional Study. She's here to talk about childhood stress. Dr. King is being interviewed by News Bureau Director Al Harris. Let's listen in.
Dr. King, what happens when children are faced with a potentially stressful event?
When confronted with a possibly threatening situation, the part of the brain responsible for our emotions and our basic survival takes over from the more thinking, rational part of our brain. This is called a fight or flight response, in which our heart rate increases, our breathing becomes rapid, we might perspire or even become nauseated, and blood rushes to our arms and legs, preparing us either for combat or to run away from the perceived danger. The brain also releases chemicals called neurotransmitters that attempt to bring balance and calm to our bodies. Another chemical is released called hydrocortisone, and medical science has found that over prolonged periods of stress, hydrocortisone can cause calcium buildup in the brain, which can damage or even destroy brain cells. Furthermore, chronic stress has been associated with heart attacks, stroke, depression, and some diseases. Children who are more anxious, it has been found, tend to have fewer friends and feel less competent than other children. For more information, you can email me at nking@jsucc.jsu.edu.
Thank you. From JSU, this is Dr. Bill Meehan wishing you a good day.